If you have your Bible this morning, turn to the book of Zephaniah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Zephaniah chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. The Bible says, "Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice, she received not correction, she trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God." Does that sound familiar? Sounds kind of like in the day and age that we're living in today. Amen. Said, "Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Her priests are lied and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations, their towers are desolate. I have made their streets waste that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me, thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, unto the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, and they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. For behold, the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doing wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then will I take away out of the midst of them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and a poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor shall speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid." Praise the Lord. "Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy and the king of Israel, even the Lord, in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that holdeth, and gather her that is driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord." I want to preach this morning right quickly. If God will be my help, amen, we're going to take the time that God wants us to take, but we don't want to hinder the working of the Spirit, amen. I feel a sweet spirit in this place this morning. I feel something God wants to do for me and you, praise God. And if God began to move on your heart, I wouldn't wait till now. If God's already moved on your heart, told you need to move, praise God, I'd move. Amen, praise God. You say, what do you need, change and see? I progress. Whatever God wants you to do, amen, just do it this morning. Get where God can use you today. Get the hindrance out of their life. Step up, praise God, and see and receive the good things of God while they might be had, amen. There'll come a time and a place that we won't have this opportunity. But praise God, I thank God for it today that we can come together in one mind and one accord to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. I thank you for the good song this morning. I thank you for his good spirit. I thank you for the peace that passes all understanding that he's put in my heart. And you know how I do have that? Because I love the Lord Jesus Christ and he loves me. Amen. Praise God. Bless his holy name. I'd like to preach for just a little while, if God would be my help, on this thought, Brother Charles, a total makeover. Amen? A total makeover. As we see this thing, we see Zephaniah is writing to us. We know that Zephaniah was a contemporary in the time of Jeremiah. He was writing here in the time when Joash was king of Israel. You remember Joash come up at 6 years old. He was saved at the king's house. That would have been slew by Zephaniah, the old wicked queen that stood up. And we talked about this a little bit Wednesday night. But we see this king, it rose up. And then when he got up to a certain point in his life, he realized the Word of God. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of people today grow up and go through life, and they never realize the Word of God. You say, well, preacher, this is the Bible Belt. We've all heard preaching. We've all heard the Bible read. We've all heard what God has to say. Yeah, but I'm afraid in the day and hour we live, we become so ingrained in what we're supposed to do that we never truly hear the Word of God. When God's trying to speak to us, when God's trying to speak through us, we ignore that because we don't know, praise God, the Word of God. We see as Josiah, as he rose up and he saw the Word of God, and he sent out, and they say, listen, there's some things that you need to do. There's some things that you need to straighten up. And Josiah said, praise God, I will. And he said, and the prophetess they went to, they talked to her, and she said, Joash, since you've done what you, since you've wept and ripped your clothes, tore your mantle, praise God, this will not happen in your time, but said it'll happen after you're gone. Generations coming along behind will be affected by what happened in Jerusalem. You say, what happened in Jerusalem? Zephaniah tells us here that Israel was a rebellious people. They rebelled against the things of God. Oh, Joash brought him up, and he went up and he tore off all those high places, and he took up all the false prophets, and he had them slain, and he done all those things, and the people followed him, but they was following him afar off. Joash tried his best to get things back in line and back in order. I want to say, what's wrong with America today? What's wrong with the churches today? What's wrong with our families today? Praise God, is we're out of order. Amen. We've raised up, we've risen up, and we've rebelled against God. We've rebelled against His Word. Why? Because they heard the Word, they told them the Word, told them what we need to do, and they said, we'll not do it. Amen. That's what we have in the day we live. We got a time of rebellion. He said they were filthy and they were polluted in the things that they did. And God said, there's a better way, praise God. He said, it's time to come out of the filth. It's time to come out of that old stuff, praise God, that'll get on you and contaminate you and destroy you and drag you down, praise God, and take you lower than the snail's belly, praise God, and you can't fight, you can't dig, you can't get out by yourself, but there's a holy God, amen. Jeff and I said, if you'll trust in Him, praise God, He'll reach down to where you are, He'll snatch you out of that mess. Glory be to God, He'll put your feet upon a solid foundation and you'll not sink no more. What it takes is being born again, Lord Jesus Christ. Being saved, praise God. You say, preacher, I think I'm saved. I praise God. If you're saved, you know you're saved. Amen. Amen. If I ask you this morning, if you die, where are you going to spend eternity? Amen. Amen. That's the way we want to ask. That's the way we want to answer. Amen. But I'm afraid today we live. You ask a lot of people, say, if you die, where are you going to spend eternity? And I say, I hope it'll be in heaven. I want to say, praise God, it ought to be a no-so. Amen. When I die here, when the breath leaves this body, praise God, I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord. Amen. Amen. You ask me what happens, where I'm going to spend eternity, I'll say, with my Savior, Brother Bill. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go out of here and go to heaven, glory to God. And I'm going to be with Him throughout the ages. Amen. I'm going to leave this place behind. Listen, we're just pilgrims passing through. We don't belong here. Amen. We're sojourners on this place called earth. Just making a journey through. Amen. Some of us is closer to the other side than others. But I want to say, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God this morning. Amen. We're vile and isolated from God. But He said, if you're born again, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin, amen. He said, you can be saved and know it. Amen. Saved, praise God, from an awful, wicked world. Amen. Delivered out of the hands of that oppressor. Amen. That old devil, praise God, he'll hit you on every side. And he'll try to take you down. But I want to say on the authority of God's Word, we don't have to listen to the devil no more. Do you hear me this morning? Pastor Jeff said, you don't have to listen to the devil no more. He's not an authority. He has not the power, amen, to overcome the power of our mighty God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's already overcome the devil. Amen. If it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ, if it wasn't for Him, praise God, I might be going down the wrong road. I might be taking the wrong path. But because the Lord Jesus Christ, because I've made Him the Lord of my life, He's the shepherd of my soul this morning. You know who I'm talking about. You feel His presence when you start to go left, praise God. He always tells you to go right. Amen. Amen. He ministered to your heart. He shows you the right way. Glory be to God. He said, listen, Zephaniah was telling, he said, you've rebelled. You've become a rebellious people. Verse 1 through 7, he said, you've turned your back on God. Amen. You know what's happening in America today? You know why we're in such a situation? Because God's people have turned their back on God. Amen. I believe everybody sitting here in this church and under the sound of my voice this morning have been in this thing long enough. We've seen Mama and we've seen Papa and we've seen Mama and we've seen Daddy. Praise God. Praising the Lord and lifting up His name. They may have passed on out of here. They may have gone on over yonder. But glory be to God. We have an example before us and we ought to just step up and say, listen, that one that's gone on, who's going to fill their shoes? You know how Grandma and Grandpa was able to go the way they did? They didn't ever rebel against God. Amen. They stayed faithful to the Lord God of glory. Amen. They stayed faithful to His Word, faithful to His promise, faithful to the hope that they had. Amen. Praise God. You know what hope is? I've told you many, many times. Hope is faith with an expectation. I want to ask you this morning, what kind of expectation do you have? What's your expectation when this thing's playing, while this thing's playing out? What you got in store when you go over yonder? What's your expectation? I believe we're setting our expectations too low. See, I believe Israel, praise God, they set their expectations too low. They said, you know what? We can't be all that all the time. But praise God, Zephaniah was telling them, said, no, you can't. You're just filthy and vile. You've been turned over to oppression and the oppressor. But praise God, if you'll trust the Lord and follow God and adhere to His Word, praise God, He'll bring you out. Amen. Amen. But they was a rebellious people. They rebelled against God. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, God loves everybody. Everybody's going to go to heaven because God loves everybody. God does love everybody. I want to say God hates sin. Amen. There's some things God hates and He hates sin this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. He don't like it at all. Amen. It breaks His heart. Verse 8, He says that there was a... He said, therefore wait ye upon Me, saith the Lord, unto the day I rise up to the prey. For My determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms. Amen. Listen, God says, I love you. I care for you. We know God loves us because God is love. That's one of the attributes of God. Amen. This morning, it's attribute of love. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us unconditionally. Amen. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter who you are, praise God. God loves you unconditionally. But He also tells us over in Psalms chapter 5, down about verse 5, somewhere's in there, He said that God loves us unconditionally, but He hated the iniquity of people, amen. Amen. He hates iniquity. He hates sin. Amen. God didn't call us to stay in sin. He called us out of sin. I've said it many times. He won't lift you up. He won't lift you out to dangle you over your sin. Amen. God will bring you up. He brings you up, praise God. You'll get out. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. We'll get out of our sin. We'll go a godly way. What are you talking about? I said they was rebellious people, but they was a God, praise God, that had a heart for restoration. God wanted to restore His people, praise God. He said, I want to draw all the nations unto Me. He said, I want to draw all the people unto Me. That word all means all. Amen. Amen. You're part of the all this morning. God wants to draw you unto Himself. He wants that fellowship with you and I. He wants that relationship back, praise God. Like they had when they communed in the garden. Lord wants to restore His people, praise God. Wants to bring them a place where we can get that. Now He's talking about the future. Amen. What kind of plans you have for your future? Now this morning you know where you've been. Amen. You know where you've been. This morning you know where you are. Hello? I'm still preaching up here. I said this morning you know where you are. Amen. If you've ever sat under the voice of a man of God, under the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, you know where you are. Amen. And God says, I want to restore you. And what He's talking about is not yesterday, not today, but He said, praise God, I've got plans for your future. Amen. Listen to me, mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, God's got a plan for your future. Amen. He said, I know what, I'm going to get up here where I can get above the devil. You know what the devil's telling you? I know what the devil's saying about a third of you this morning. He said, well, preacher, you just don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've done. I don't have a clue, but I want to say glory to God. God does. And that God of love, He's also a God of wrath. Praise God, He'll put down all the adversary. Amen. What's pulling you down? What's trying to destroy you? What's trying to hold you back? Praise God. God can take that. He can move that out of your way. Amen. You say, preacher, why'd you say your way? Because if not, it's probably what's bothering you ain't bothering me. I have my own devils to fight. Amen. I have my own obstacles to overcome. And you've got your obstacles to come. You've got your trials to deal with. Praise God, but I want to say there's one, praise God, that's already come, overcome all the adversary. Amen. Everything you'll face in this life, Jesus already overcome it. Praise God, He'll look. If you'll look to Him, He'll look down at you. And He'll say, Brother Rex, I got this. Amen. Amen. We'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
Say, preacher, you said that like you think God, me and God are one. Praise God, if you're a child of God, you are. I and my Father, praise God. He said, the Lord said, I and my Father are one. Amen. And He said, the high priestly prayer, He said, He said, all my brothers and sisters to be one with me like you and I are one.
Yeah.
Amen.
God
said, praise God. He said, I'm going out of here in victory. And praise God, I want them to go out of here in victory too.
Amen.
Shout the praises, waving by this whole world. Praise God. Said, so long, devil. So long, world. Praise God, I've got a better day.
Amen.
But this morning, these people sitting in churches all over this country, and they're sitting there scratching their heads, saying, oh my, what am I going to do? What if the church only knew? Amen. If the church only knew what I've done. If the church only knew what things I think in my mind, what the devil runs through my head, praise God. That's all right, praise God. Just let them pass on through. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh me, the devil runs stuff through your head. He'll try to get you to think, praise God. He'll try to get you to think negative. He'll try to think you get those sorry, wicked thoughts. But praise God, I want to say on the authority of the Word of God that we can trust in the Lord, call upon His name, and those things just move right on through.
Amen.
Amen. Talked to a fellow the other day. He was confiding in me how the devil got him hooked on pornography. And I go there, said every time I turned my computer on and somebody ain't around, said, it's like I automatically go to that place. I said, well, you know what's happening? I said, you're stopping there. He said, preacher, I'm caught up in sin. I said, yeah, you've let sin catch you, praise God. When the devil brings that stuff to your mind, when he puts that computer in front of you, praise God, just pass it on by. Amen. We have to make a decision, church. You and I have to make a decision for ourselves. Who is going to be in control of our life? Amen. God says you've been rebellious. You've rebelled against me. You went the wrong direction. But He said, I'm here to restore you completely. I'm here to love you. Amen. With a love that's unconditional.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, you may do stuff, Brother Rex, that I can't forgive you for. I can't forget. I'll forgive him, but I can't forget it. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother John, you may do things, praise God, break my heart, and I can't forget it. But I can forgive you. But God says, praise God, when you break my heart and you ask for forgiveness, you come with a broken, contrite heart. He says, I'll take those things that's against you, praise God, and I'll cast them in. Well, glory. Cast them in to see you forget them, never to be remembered no more. Listen, if you've asked God to forgive you with an earnest, broken, contrite spirit, and from the very inner part of your Holy Ghost, God showed you you was wrong, and you confessed to that sin. Praise God, you've forsaken that sin. You've went another direction. Praise God, not to go back to it. The old devil may bring it up, but God says it's gone, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God said, I'll not bring that up to you no more. You know, a preacher, it keeps coming to my mind. Praise God, that's the old devil in his flesh. Probably just your old flesh. Amen. The devil ain't omniscient. He can't be everywhere all the time. Amen. He can't be everywhere. Amen. All the time. But praise God, God can. And God will help us if we'll just ask Him. Amen. But our old flesh, we won't pack everything off on the devil. But our old flesh takes us places we don't need to go. Amen. And the only one that can control that is you and Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. When we give ourselves to Him, submit ourselves to Him, praise God, trust in Him, and then begin to obey Him, to follow Him. Me and Lucas talking about Sunday school. We just got started the book of Mark, and we can't get nowhere because me and him get to discussing things, and we just get hung up. Sometimes we won't get but a verse or two, but that's all right, praise God. We got questions that we need to ask each other and figure out, praise God. God, we're somebody going somewhere, and there's a God of heaven that's a servant of the Most High God, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is there to be a servant to you and I.
Amen.
To lift us up, praise God. To encourage us. To dust us off, praise God, when we're dirty.
Yeah. Amen.
Put us back on the right path. Amen. So they was a rebellious people. But God said, I want them to be a restored people. I want to put them back on the map. Amen. I want to love on them. I want to help them. Praise God. He said, I want them to call on me. Amen. He said, what I want to do, praise God, in the future, he said, I want to regather them. Amen. I want to gather them up. I want to restore them, praise God, to where they need to be. I believe sometimes what we do, we come and we look for restoration and we get to a certain point and we say, okay, you know, I'm good now. Amen. But is your restoration sufficient for tomorrow? Amen. We got to have sufficiency for every day, all the days of our life, and that sufficiency is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Just submitting ourselves to Him. That restoration promise. Amen. Call it. You say, how do you get there? You call upon Him. Amen. Bow the knee. You call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You trust in Him. You serve Him, praise God. Hello? You're getting quiet on me now. You preacher, I like to come to church, but serving God, that's a different thing. Amen. Yes, it is. We come here to get full. We come here to get wisdom and knowledge and unction of the Holy Ghost of God, Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father, praise God. So we take it to a lost and dying world and compel them to come in. Why is America in the shape it's in? We've lost our burden for lost folks. Amen. We get caught up and consumed in me, me, me. That's why we can't make things work in our life, praise God, because it's all about me. Amen. Told a fellow a while back, he said, I don't understand why it's going on. I don't understand why I keep getting these situations. And I told him, I said, I can tell you why, but you don't want to hear it. He said, well, tell me. So I said, no, you'll get mad at me. I said, no. He said, no, well, just tell me. What can I do? I said, your problem is you're selfish. You're self-centered. Everything's about you. That's why you can't have no relations. That's why nothing works out, because it's all about you. He lied to me. He got mad at me. And that's been 5 or 6 years ago. And as far as I know, he's still mad at me. Amen? Amen? But he asked me. I told him he didn't want to hear it. But you know what's wrong with the world today? They're in rebellion. God wants to restore them, but they won't hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth because the truth will set them free, praise God, and they like being in bondage. Amen? That way, I guess they think they don't have to be accountable to nobody, but I'll... Newsflash, one day we're going to all stand at the judgment seat of Christ, praise God. We're all going to, either that or the great white throne. Amen. I heard a fellow say, well, preacher, I ain't going to get saved. That way I won't have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. I said, man, you're crippled too high for crutches. If you don't get saved, amen, you won't only not stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you'll stand at the great white throne judgment and be cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Yeah. I don't know about you. I don't like the thought of death much. It don't scare me. I ain't afraid of it. I lay down beside it every night and sleep like a baby. Amen. I ain't afraid of death, but praise God, it's coming. But praise God, hey, listen, it ain't going to consume me, praise God, because death in this body just means me revived and living in the Lord. Amen. It means that blessed hope is come back. Now, I know it. You say, well, preacher, it's easy for you to say that because you're a young man. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Bill? See, it gets a little more difficult as you get age on you. I realize that. Me and my mother had this conversation a while back. Amen. Me and hers were riding around, and she got to talking about she had her age, and she wasn't going to be here much longer. She's 81 years old, going to 82. I said, well, Mother, you don't know that. Amen. I said, there was a lady died the other day. She is 116 years old. I said, if that's the truth, praise God. God, she said, well, I'm already so crippled up. I don't know if I'd want to last that long or not. I said, well, praise God, you'll last till God comes and get you. And let's just rejoice in the Lord with the blessed hope that you're His. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's all that matters. I ain't going to back up and think about my death.
No.
Praise God, I got too much living to do.
Amen.
Amen. The living I have due for the Lord Jesus Christ, telling people about the Lord Jesus, amen. Trying to make a difference in somebody so I can take them with me. Amen. You ever think about those that's going to be left behind? Amen. Those that will be left behind, those that won't be taken when that trumpet and that shout goes out. Praise God. But God said, I want to restore everybody. We'll bring them back to a place of repentance. Amen. And you talk about death, but he said they have nothing to fear, praise God, when God's in it.
Amen.
Amen. Look what he says in verse 13. He said, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. Amen. It sounds like God's already cleaning them up. Amen. God's getting ready to clean them up. God's getting ready to take out that old vileness and wickedness, that old iniquity, praise God, that made them rebellious in the beginning. You know, that's what makes us rebellious against God is just iniquity. It's found in us, praise God. But God can find it and He can bring it out.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. He can deliver you from your iniquity. He can deliver us from our sin. He can take me out of myself, praise God, and put me where He wants me in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I'm counting on that this morning. I can't do this by myself. But I have a God this morning. You have a Lord this morning, praise God, that promised if you'll trust Him, Brother Lynn said He would bring you out.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. You got any loved ones? Got anybody in your family that's lost? He said, praise God, if you put your faith and trust in me and believe, praise God, He said, I'll bring them out too.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God this morning. That's the God we serve. Amen. God said, you rebelled, but He said, I'll restore you. I'll bring you out, praise God. I'll put you in a better place where we can rejoice together. He said, you won't have to fear nothing. Amen. I ain't afraid of nothing. Amen. I ain't afraid. I'm kind of like the little old gal at the highway patrol, little old lady highway patrolman pulled her over, and she got over there, and she said, officer, I just want to tell you, I'm a concealed carry permittee. And she said, okay. She said, where's your gun? She said, well, I've got one right here in the door. I've got one right here in the console. And oh, by the way, I've got one in the glove box. He said, ma'am, what are you afraid of? She said, I ain't afraid of nothing. Amen. Praise God. That's what we are to be today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are to be afraid of nothing, praise God, because we have a victor in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have Him today. If you're saved, praise God, you ought to just jump up and shout and praise His name. Victory, praise God. Victory. Victory is yours. Amen. Just shout it out, praise God. Glory be to God. I'm a winner, praise the Lord. Nothing can hold me back. Amen. So we have a rebellious people. We have a restored people. But we also have a rejoicing people. Amen. God said He brought them. I'm talking about a total makeover. God brought them out of the rebellion. Amen. He brought them to a place, praise God, of restoration. And praise God, He moved them to a place where they wouldn't have to be afraid of nothing. And they come out rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. How many of you are rejoicing in the Lord today? Amen. Glory to God. We might as well. Amen. Just have your spell on purpose. That's all right. And God likes it too. Amen. I don't know why the devil's got us. We sit there like little old field mice, church mice in the church house. And we won't even admit a holy grunt down at the house of God. But now we'll get down there at the ball field, we'll get down somewhere else, praise God, and we'll shout our shoes off. Holler and scream and carry on like maniacs. But we get down to the house of God and we just sit there and looking at the pastor, looking at the singers, praise God, like a sheep looking at a new gate. Praise God, we ought to be in a place and state of mind. Glory to God, we come in, we're ready to shout, praise God, and shout at the drop of a hat, and praise God, hold it in our hand. Amen. Because God's been good to us. Amen. He said I'll bring you out, praise God, and I'll put you in a place of rejoicing. Amen. I've said it time and time again, we're trying to seek and find happiness in this world. And happiness depends on what happens day by day. But glory be to God, joy in the Lord. It exceeds all that. It fills your heart to overflowing. It fills your heart with joy. And you can do like Israel did in verse 16. It said, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel, praise God. He said, lift up your voice and praise God for what He's done. Not only for what He's done, but what He wants to do. Amen, preacher, but I'm just shouting this morning because what God wants to do. I praise God this morning for what He wants to do right here. I praise God this morning for what He wants to do in your soul right here today. I praise God for the help that He has for you and I here this morning. Amen. I praise Him for that. And they said they was ready to just shout and rejoice. He said, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Amen. What are you rejoicing with? I'm afraid we come in, we draw it, we rejoice with our head. Huh? We come in, rejoice with our head. If brother such and such starts this morning, glory be God, won't that be nice? If sister such and such, boy, won't that be good? Praise God, what about you? I come to get in, amen. I didn't come to get out. I didn't come to watch somebody else get in. I come to be part of the family of God, lifting up the name of my Lord and Savior all the days of my life. Amen, because He's good. Amen, they come with rejoicing. They come with singing. They come with praising. He said, the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. Why were they so excited? The Lord hath taken away all thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy. Amen, who's your enemy this morning? Amen. Let me see. Let me tell you what this morning. Your enemy ain't your wife. It ain't your spouse. Your enemy's the devil this morning. Amen. 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 Don't you pack that off on your spouse. Praise God. That your enemy is the devil. Your enemy's what's trying to tear up your place. Your enemy's what's trying to tear up your church. Your enemy's what's trying to tear up his country. Amen. Your enemy's the devil. Amen. Amen. It's time we looked ourselves in the mirror and say, praise God, it ain't those around me. Praise God, but it's the devil that's my enemy. Amen. But God said, they were rejoicing. Israel was rejoicing, praise God, because He said, hey, listen, praise God, He said, I done took you out of the way. I put you in a good, safe place. You don't have nothing to fear, and I've done away with your enemies. Amen. Glory to God. What a day that'll be. The enemy's the devil. Praise the Lord. And amen. He said, the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Boy, won't that be a day? Can you imagine they'll need to, glory to God, you won't even be able to see it on the television. Amen. You won't have no need for a television because you'll be able to see God in living color. Praise God, it'd be better than any program they got on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He said, they'll be praising, rejoicing in the Lord. But let me give you this, and I'm done. Now, they rebelled, and they was restored, and they was rejoicing. But praise God, I want you to notice who who was rejoicing with them. He said, in that day it shall be said to Zion, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. He said, don't you worry, don't you be afraid. Hey, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, praise God. He said, just keep praising and loving God. Sometimes we get to praise and rejoice in God, and the first thing you know, we get the molly grubs and we want to quit. Amen. But he said, when you ever get down, praise God, when you get discouraged, glory to God, just lift up a holy hand to the Lord and say, God, deliver again. Amen. And look what God will do. Boy, I got hold this about blowed a gasket. Amen. He said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Amen. Glory to God. He said, there's somebody present with you. There's an ever-present help in the midst of you. Amen. Glory to God. He said, He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Amen. Amen. Now you picture this. Amen. They rebelled. God restored them. Amen. He put rejoicing down their heart, and they got to rejoicing, praising God, and giving God glory. Amen. They started to slack off. They started to get discouraged. It comes. Amen. But about that time, Brother Rex, God Almighty, the mighty one of glory, praise God, He reached down where they was and He scooped them up in His arms. He hugged them up, Brother Don, real close. Amen. Pulled them into His bosom. Amen. Where they could, hey, glory, hear the heartbeat of God. And that heartbeat of God got the singing in their soul. God loves you. I need you. I'll uplift you. I'll carry you. I'll love you throughout eternity. I'll manifest myself in you, praise God. I'll give you the best they have. I'll give you the best I've got, praise God, because I love you. I love you. I'm God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. Total makeover. Amen. You know where those people are? Praise God. They're rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. They went from rebellion to restoration. They went from restoration to restoring. And they went to God rejoicing and singing over them. Because He said, I'm your God, Brother Austin, and you're my children.
Amen.
Amen. That, Zephaniah said that makes God sing a song.
Yeah.
A song of rejoicing. Why? Because you chose Him. Amen. See, what it boils down to this morning is our choices. Amen. They chose to rebel. And God had to choose to punish them. But they chose to be restored. And God said, I'll bring you out. Amen. And they chose to rejoice in the Lord. And the Lord said, I'll rejoice with you. Amen. Praise God. Listen, let me say this and I'm done. When you are rejoicing and God is rejoicing in you, praise God, that's the greatest party they've ever seen this side of glory. Amen. When God, you and God are rejoicing together, praise God, just because you can. I want to say this morning, you can. There's a God of heaven, praise God. Now, you may have been out there this morning, you may have been rebelling against Him. You may have been going your own way. But God said, listen to you. He said, I want to gather up folks. He said, I want to have a restoration. I want to restore you, praise God, where you need to be. He's speaking to your heart right here today. You know who you are. You know where you've been. You know where you are right now. But God said, I want to get you fit and ready for somewhere else. That's just a little farther on. Amen. He said, I want to restore you. And He said, I want to make you where you never have to be afraid. And He said, I want to give you a place of rejoicing down in your soul.